I'm going to be talking about the new song by one of my favourite bands, Bastille, and their new single, which is called World Gone Mad. A bit of background, first of all. So Bastille have had two albums out so far. Their most recent one, Wild World, which is released on the 9th of September 2016. And they also have like a running mixtape going called Other People's Heartache. In August this year, they released a cover of Basket Case, which was originally sung by Green Day, and it features on a TV series on Amazon Prime called The Tick. And they have now released a new single called World Gone Mad, which was released on the 9th of November 2017, and which will feature on a forthcoming Netflix film called Bright, which stars Will Smith. And apparently there will be two versions of World Gone Mad, the version used for the film and the version for Bastille's upcoming third album. So I'm going to talk a bit about my interpretation of World Gone Mad, like sort of what I think about it and how it makes me feel, and then a little bit about what I know about Bastille's upcoming third album. So World Gone Mad, it's very emotional and quite powerful. I mean, like, when I just first listened to it, it certainly just started to impact me straight away. The vocals, like the lead singer Dan Smith, his voice is amazing anyway, but the vocals on this track are incredible. And I think the title and sort of like the theme of the song are very current and sort of relevant to issues in the world today. I think the song sort of conveys this sort of hopelessness and desperation, but sort of in a very eloquent and smooth way, which I think is similar to a lot of Bastille's songs, especially on their Wild World album. I mean, on that album you've got The Currents, which is very sort of politically charged and motivated. And the lyrics in World Gone Mad are quite deep, but like at the same time the music is kind of mellow and sort of soothing. And I'm going to go into like some of my favourite lyrics that sort of make me think about my own life, I guess. So there's the first lyric that I want to talk about goes, "If half the world's gone mad, the other half just don't care." And like that definitely sort of makes me reflect on my own life, which I guess sometimes feels like I'm torn between wanting to sort of go a bit crazy and be wild and make this like bold, unique statement and put, I guess, my own stamp on the world, but at the same time just feeling kind of exhausted and like weighed down by the world and I guess personal and even like more wider problems. Another lyric towards the end of the song is, "Another man holding a microphone, trying to say something at all, or finding himself on an empty road, trying to choose which way to go." And I guess that also makes me reflect a lot on like my own life, and I guess sort of trying to find my voice and sort of my place in the world. And I guess with being in like my final year at uni, I sort of feel like I'm at like this crossroad with too many options for what to do after university, but not having a clue which one to take or how easy it will be to turn around if I end up choosing sort of the wrong path. And another bit goes, "When it feels like the world's gone mad and there's nothing you can do about it." And I guess that sort of, for me, sums up, I guess, feeling out of control sometimes. And if I'm being sort of brutally honest, that it made me think that earlier this year I had major surgery to remove like some ovarian cancer, and I'm sort of, strictly speaking, now I guess in that remission phase and having to have regular tests and checks in case it comes back. And I guess like listening to that line in particular, it makes me think about that. I never thought that something so serious would happen to me. And I guess no one really does. And so it often leaves me feeling kind of out of control and a bit like the world really has gone mad and there is absolutely nothing I can do about it, which is quite a scary thing. I don't know, I guess all, or at least most of Bastille's music has a real sort of emotional impact on me. And this new song, World Gone Mad, is definitely no different. I think it's amazing. On the day World Gone Mad was released, the 9th of November 2017, I listened to an interview with Bastille's lead singer, Dan Smith, on a show called Beats One, which is a music radio channel owned by Apple. He talked about World Gone Mad and how like the band were asked to do it for the film and that they just quite liked the idea of featuring on a film soundtrack, and that I guess it's sort of like new horizons for Bastille. I mean, all like four of the members of Bastille, they seem to be quite genuine, sort of down-to-earth guys. So he also talked about them having like a new studio, and like which he described as like a new home or like a hub, which kind of amused me and made me think of like the Swansea Student Media Office and how it's rapidly becoming my new sort of home or hub, which just made me laugh. And then Dan Smith spoke about their mixtape and the fourth edition of it, which is going to be released soon, and it's sort of like Bastille's collaborations project, and he's described it as like a reflection of like the music they're into. And he talked about their new upcoming third album, which will be sort of a more clear and sort of fun album, where Wild World was them sort of reacting to current world events. He said that their new album will sort of acknowledge these events, but also reflect on like shutting off from the problems, even like just for a moment, and just focusing on like finding enjoyment and like an escape in like friendship and in music. And he said something else which like absolutely made me over the moon, which is that he would prefer to have like a more concise plan of releasing shorter albums every year or every year and a half, rather than like the 3-year gap between their first album Bad Blood and their second album Wild World. And I think that would be amazing, because it would be absolutely fantastic to just have loads of new music from Bastille. And I would also love to have the chance to see them live again, just because watching their set at Reading Festival this summer was an absolutely incredible and unforgettable experience. But I love World Gone Mad, and of course I would certainly recommend giving it a listen to. And I just want to like finally touch on something else that Dan Smith mentioned in that interview, which was that we sort of live in very strange times, and that it's important to have a mix of voices as a platform to sort of fight against the fear and terror in the world, which I just think is a really sort of deep but true message.
When it feels like the world's gone mad, and there's nothing you can do about it, no, there's nothing you can do about it. When it feels like the world's gone mad, and there's nothing you can do about it, no, there's nothing you can do about it.